Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New science now suggests that the biblical city of Sodom was hit by an exploding meteor. We're going to be talking about this new discovery on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. You know, Matt, we take many Christian college students who have demonstrated leadership skills to Israel. And the purpose of our Covenant Journey ministry is to strengthen their Christian faith, to take them to the place where our faith has these historical roots, to see the Bible come alive. And one of the things that I say, and we mention on different sites, is you can trust what the Bible says. And so in many places, we talk about where certain skeptics for many years, decades, long time, have criticized the Bible because there was no archaeological evidence for a particular this or that issue. Mm-hmm. And then how the archaeological evidence was found and ultimately supports what the Bible has always said. And here's another one. Here we have, at the foot of where Mount Sodom is, near the plain where the biblical city of the same name is, we have new archaeological discoveries. And these archaeological discoveries say that, you know what, this city was destroyed by something exceptionally hot. And in fact, about 200 square miles, was completely devastated. Extremely hot. There was an explosive event. It leveled an area of almost 200 square miles, and it wiped out, and it hit the people and the location and the soil. They attribute it to a meteorite coming down on Sodom and exploding over Sodom, and the heat just simply went for 200 square miles and devastated the place.
Yeah, raining hellfire and brimstone down
that's
upon
what it says.
The biblical city of Sodom and Gomorrah. I love it when science catches up with biblical truth. You know, the secular humanist left and the materialists, they mock biblical stories like the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, we know the biblical story talks about God's judgment on that city. You think about the homosexuals pounding on the door of Lot, demanding that the angels that Lot had as guests in his home, that they turn them over so that they could have sexual relations with these male angels. And God finally had enough. He destroys the city, and it talks about raining fire and brimstone down upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and destroying that city for its wickedness. And now, this is an article in Forbes. Forbes writes, a new research finds that a powerful airburst from meteor colliding with the atmosphere may have wiped out a Bronze Age civilization along the north side of the Dead Sea some 3,700 years ago, while the findings come from the excavation of the Tel al-Haman archaeology site in Jordan. Many believe that the same place was once known as Sodom. It's at the foot of Mount Sodom. Yes, it says.
Yeah.
As in Sodom and Gomorrah,
like
from the Bible.
Sodom and Gomorrah, yeah.
Torah and Quran, the cities of sin, supposedly destroyed with brimstone and fire sent from God. And now science seems to substantiate that biblical account.
You know, and the archaeologist, the excavation has been going on for 13 years, and the archaeologist presented the report at the annual meeting of the American Schools of Oriental Research last month. I actually gave a paper there when I was in seminary on a particular thesis that I was working on as part of my master's thesis. So this is a well-known organization of high-level archaeologists. And by the way, when these archaeologists publish research, I was talking to Randall Price, who has done a lot of digging and archaeological excavation in Qumran and is now credited with finding another Qumran cave, which is very historic. It was spoken about in National Geographic in 2017. One of our Covenant Journey alumni is part of that dig, has been part and was there actually when the cave was discovered. When they produced their research, which I didn't know, they have a permit to research and do archaeological digs, and they have to have a lot of people who are skilled there. But when they're done, they have to publish a research document. And if they find, for example, a certain bowl, they have to have someone that they send that to who's an expert in that particular time period, in that particular kind of bowl, in that particular geographical region. And that person has to bring their expertise to that specific thing and other things that they find. They have to have all these different experts who are experts in a small area of the archaeological dig give their opinion and bring their expertise to bear. It's quite complicated and laborious.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here. 13 years of digging, and then they did the report. All of that has been analyzed. And the conclusion is this place was wiped out by an extremely hot, highly explosive event that leveled an area of almost 200 square miles in a circular, which is including the middle, what they call gore, a circular plain in the north of the Dead Sea. It not only wiped out 100% of the Middle Bronze Age cities and towns, but also it stripped agricultural soils from the once fertile fields. It's quite amazing, Matt. And you know, this is exactly what the Bible says happened. It doesn't say a meteorite, but it says fire and brimstone came down from heaven, and this place was wiped out.
Well, that's fire and brimstone, and completely wiped out, and the soil made infertile. I mean, and we believe as Christians and Jewish people believe, and the Torah and the Bible and the Old Testament talk about this event is God's judgment for the sins of these cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And here we have science, and these ostensibly we're not talking about here, Christian activists and Jewish activists. I mean, these are, for the most part, secularist scientists that are confirming the biblical account.
Yeah, and they also say that the intense shock waves, as they are theorizing, from the blast may have also covered the area with a superheated brine of Dead Sea salts. The team also says that the archaeological evidence shows that at least 6 centuries were required for the region to recover and for civilization to return, thanks to the contamination and the destruction of the soil itself. So it really paints a picture here.
Salts.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. And you know, and it says here, the evidence paints also a picture of an event similar to Tunguska incident in 1908, in which a fireball in the sky was followed by explosions and a large swath of Siberian forest was found leveled. You know, God could have, if it was a meteor that God brought down, it could have been God's way of bringing down judgment. What we do know is that Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible were destroyed. They were destroyed because of their sin. And it was their sin of human sexuality. They were raping. They were engaged in homosexuality. They were involved in rebellion against God. And God ultimately gave word to Lot to leave because he was the only righteous people there. And he left. Lot's wife turned around, unfortunately for her, and she looked back. Don't look back, people. She looked back, and she ultimately turned into a pillar of salt. Even now, there are pillars of salt. There are salt deposits that are incredibly thick in this area. And it says that fire and brimstone came down from heaven and literally wiped out the entire place. What a sight it would have been.
And would have covered with a superheated brine Dead Sea salts. So could these salt, these pillars you talk about, you know, God uses the material elements to carry out his will. And could she have been hit with these salts and covered and effectively turned into a pillar of salt? I love how the article ends here. It says, archaeologists may be able to answer some of the big questions behind the story of Sodom, including whether it really existed, where it was, and what actually destroyed it. But even if it turns out that Tal al-Hammam in Sodom, and it was destroyed by a cosmic airburst, the biggest question remains, and this is Forbes asking, did someone, perhaps a deity, order an asteroid hit on Sodom? I think they're saying
and
that tongue in cheek.
This is Forbes magazine. Forbes magazine. Well, you can trust what the Bible says. Join us this year for our tour of the Holy Land. You can go with us March 31 through April 9. Go to lc.org, lc.org. This will be a trip of a lifetime. We hope you join us.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. The website again, lc.org.